We're learning Shmir Saloshim. We're in the Hakdama, and certain editions on page Dalid. Still in the early part of the Hakdama. We just finished discussing the three different reasons. So in the Sefer, there's an Aleph, a Beis, and a Gimel. It's right after that Gimel, where it says Bechlal. Okay? Bechlal Kain. Right after that Gimel. Today is December 2nd. January 2nd, 2013. Okay. Get the dates right. Says the Shmir Saloshim, Beglal Kein Chibarno Bezas Hashem Yizbarach HaChilak HaShlishi Hazeh. We wrote this Sefer, V'hu Me'usof, rewrote, meaning the Chavetz Chaim wrote the Sefer, V'hu Me'usof Mikama HaGodis Chazal. What does it mean Beglal Kein? For the reasons of that a person, there are many reasons as to why the Yitzhahara, these three reasons. One is the Chisar Yediyah, the lack of knowledge of what's Asur, what's Mutter to speak. The second reason, Beis, is because the Yitzhahara attacks specifically, tremendously on this mitzvah of Shmir Sapeh. And Gimel, we don't know, Shenel Mitonu Hatachbulis, we don't know how to fight the Yitzhahara. The Glal Kain Chibanu Be'ezra Hashem Zbarach Achelik Hashlishi Hazeh V'hu Me'usof Mikama Agodis Chazal Mishas Medroshim Zoya Kodesh. The Sefer Shmir Saloshin is full of different Mamori Chazal Hamedavrim Migoydel Ho'inish, which speak about the Oinish, the punishment Shiagia Be'zeh U'Babo, which comes to a person of Or Ha'ovoin Hamar Hazeh Hashem Yishmireinu, because of this terrible chait of Shmir Saloshin. And also the reward one receives in this world and next world, the shamer people of Shoina, to one who is shamer people in Shoina. We call it, Shar Zechira, Hashem Kosuv, Zachor is Asher also. In regards to Miriam, remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Begam Yezachu Boy, Mamori Chazal, Moirim, Bahameskirim, Lozeh. And we'll also be reminded of the different Ma'amari Chazal in regards to Zohar Yitzhah Asher Osa Hashem Lekech L'Miriam. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim has a whole country, a whole sefer on that entitled from this pasuk Zohar Yitzhah Asher Osa Hashem Lekech L'Miriam. Next paragraph. Gam Amalnu V'likat Katenu Be'ezas Hashem Yisbarach Mederi Chazal Kama Tachbulis Veitzes. The Chavetz Chaim says, I also wrote down and gathered together many eitzos and tricks from Chazal. Eich lihinatzel mipi hayetzer me'ovan zeh shel chet haloshin. How a person can protect himself from this oven of the, and this chet of loshin hara. Ulai aladei zeh yire kol echo lishakeim bazeh ulisgaber al yitzroi ulahos mi olav es kol hasivois hamafriois oisoi mimida hakdoisho shel shmir saloshin. It could be, hopefully, says the Chavetz Chaim, that with all of this different information and understanding of what's in front of us, a person will be able to protect himself and guard himself properly from only speaking properly. Val zeh koronu shar beis. The second name of the chelik shebechelik is Shar HaTavuna, the gate of Tavuna, Hashem HaKosav Mishlei Aleph Hei V'Novoin Tachbulois Yikne. And a discerning one, meaning a discerning person, may acquire strategies. Strategies how to protect oneself from Shmir Saloshin. Just like you know how many books there are out there in how to be successful in business. There are all these books out there, and everybody wants to know how to be successful in business. You want to be a success and make some money. Here, Lahavda ben Kaish Lachol, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, we have in front of us the key to success in life of how to use our mouth properly. I have also, says the Chavetz Chaim, recorded many different midas kedoshes, holy attributes, that are incumbent upon a Jewish person. He's naig behen to custom himself with them. The man who desires life. And through them, a person will be able to acquire this attribute of Shmir Saloshin. Okay. Oid pasachnu. Furthermore, shar echad v'hu hashar shlishia. Another shar, another gate. Shar hatayra. Hakoydal kol hashorim kamamorim zal. The do choser makoni, the do koni machoser. Kishze choser makona, or kishze kona machoser. We'll discuss the importance in the Shara Torah, which we'll see is jewels. Jewels you'll find in the Shara Torah. V'gamu to'elus la'ish ha'chavetz v'chaim k'mar morom, as the Pasuk of Gemara says in Erechin, ma takonotza shel ba'al lashon hara, what's the takona? What it had is a ba'al lashon hara. He realizes he has this machla. He always speaks bad about people. What's the hope for such a person? The Gemara says in Erechin that after Zvav Amabeis in Tamil Chacham who yasuk b'toyer. If it's Tamil Chacham, he should yasuk b'toyer. Bo yivor goydol schar ha'ish ha'mekadish as diburoi b'toyer. And the Neshar ha'toyer will be discussed. The tremendous reward for a person who is mekadish as diburoi in Torah, who uses his speech for Torah. Who schar ha'masik bon of the Torah, one who supports his children in Torah. Void kam v'kam in yonim ha'mistafim el zen. A lot of other in yonim that come out from this. And since there are so many important topics in this Shara Torah for a practicing Jew, a Shomer Torah mitzvah to know, Chaviv Alai B'Yosef, says the Chavetz Chaim, Shara Torah is very dear to me. The name of the Sefer is called Shmir Saloshin, comes from the Pasuk, Shomer Piv L'Shoinai, Pasuk in Mishlei, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Gimel, Shomer Piv L'Shoinai, one who guards his mouth and his tongue. So far what the Chavetz Chaim has done, as he is explaining the importance of why the Sefer has to be in existence, why he wrote the Sefer, and as well as the different parts of the Sefer. Next paragraph. Vava pichein yeda hakari hanoim. Ki afilo imyunso has sefer chein be'enov bezes Hashem zbarach. Even if you find the yeda hakari hanoim, the pleasant reader, even if you find this sefer, find savor in your eyes, rather ki afilo imyunso has sefer chein be'enov bezes Hashem zbarach with the help of Hashem. Lo yachshoiv the dai loy be'dias hachela kashlishi azel va. Don't think it's enough to know this last portion of this Sefer alone. Higam yedias shnei hachalakim harishoinim muchrachim heim al isha chavetz b'chaim. Because it's also important for a person to be aware of the first sections of this Sefer. Ukadisu b'medrash mishlei. Basically what he's referring to is it's not enough to know just the Musar. Right now we're learning here the Musar and the Hashkafa. It's important for us to know the Halachas as well. Because if a person doesn't know the halachas, he doesn't know what's mutter, what's aser, so how does it help that he's careful? He doesn't know what to do. He explains now with a mashal from Medrash Mishlei. In Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, the Das, the Pasuk says, the Das Chochma Musar, to know Chochma and Musar. Im yesh biyodai shaladim Chochma, if a person has Chochma, b'chulei, im ein biyodai shaladim Chochma, and he doesn't have in his hand Chochma, he can't learn Musar. What does this mean? The kavana is simple. Because if a person makes a mistake, he doesn't know what the basic halacha. Am I allowed to speak Lashon Hara now? Am I not allowed to say these words? Someone calls him about a shidduch. Oh, usher to talk. Someone talks to him about it. He wants to do a business deal with somebody. You know this person, when you shake his hand, unfortunately you have to count your fingers. Okay? It's such an individual, unfortunately. You're still polite to him, but you don't want to do business with him. You know about such a person like this. And then you hear someone says to you, and he sees always you're friendly with him. there are halachas. There are times a person's obligated. He's obligated to tell him, don't get involved with this person. You have to know all the tanaim, all the conditions. Comes to a shidduch also. A person just to be quiet when something is known or something should be known. One has to know what should be known, when should it be known. Just to say, oh, it's lashon hara. All of a sudden, the person becomes very firm now. What about the time when the person upset him? And now, that's the time he's not supposed to say anything. But now, he's non-stop speaking. So step number one, he says here, one has to know what are the halachas. Once again, v'akavon hu kipshuta, idim hu chta b'zeh b'ikra din, lo yoyah lo ishu musa. He won't know musa. G'goyin shechoyshe b'iskoy al eze dover. She'ena b'chlal gezel. He thinks something is not called stealing. It's not called stealing. Ma yoyah lo im yilmoyed kol yoni ha-musa, she'al yal hiv ez liboy b'goydel isra ha-gezel, kemen she'sover she'zeh b'chlal gezel. How is it going to help if a person learns all about all the musa in the world in regards to not stealing, when he's stealing left and right? You'll tell the person, you know, stealing is very bad. Oh yes, I'll tell you, you know how bad, he'll give you all chazal about stealing, how bad it is. So you know, aren't you stealing also? Oh no, I would never do that. You know, but you tell me, you know, you can't take the office printing paper home with you. You know those boxes in your bag? You can't do that. So what do you mean? You know, if he doesn't know what's also what's mutter, you know, a few months back, I said to one of my young children, I said, tomorrow we're going to make sure you have better derech eretz. Right now, with better derech, says to me, okay, right. Says, what's derech eretz? So, you know, how do you have you know derech eretz if you don't know what derech eretz is? Right. I heard once a story, which is an incorrect way of doing something, but a teacher was telling a student that he's a mechutzef. He's very disrespectful. He's kept on calling him mechutzef. Now, in regards to chinuch, you don't want to say that the child is mechutzef. You want to say he's acting chutzpitically. Fine. But we're not discussing that. So the child misunderstood, didn't know what this means. He says, that's not my name. So the whole message is not getting across anyway. So says, my name is David, whatever his name was. You know what? He wasn't being disrespectful. He didn't know what. Step number one. What is also what's mutter? What am I allowed to say? What am I not allowed to say? Since the person thinks it's not gezel, back in the sefer, so too in other answers of Torah as well. Therefore, al kein sarich lilmoid as dini ha-tayra. One has to learn the halachas of Tayra. Kedei sheyeda ha-asr v'ha-motor. To know what is asr and what is motor. Milvan sheye kain b'zeh ha-mitzvah yis'asai de'es ha-shem ha-kechatira. Besides for fulfilling the positive commandment of fearing Hashem. V'achinami b'inyonenu de'ma yo-yo lo'i kol ha-musa shaboy elam. How does that can help all the Muslims in the world? That discuss all of the iser of lashon hara rechilos. That discuss this topic. But if he thinks what he's talking about is not lashon hara, so how is it going to help to learn all of the mamari chazal about not speaking lashon hara? I don't speak lashon hara. Never. No, that's what he thinks. Or person will say, on this person, the Torah didn't mean he can't speak about him. Nah. He cuts people off when he drives. He takes a parking spot. Whatever example you want to give. Okay, mukhrucha adam leidat. Step number one, the person has to know. Halachically speaking, what is called lashon hara? What is not lashon hara? V'chdei sheyuchal yisgaber al yitzroi ulekayim ma'shaloi made. In order that a person should be able to yisgaber al yitzrayi, to conquer his yitzahara, v'lekayim ma'shaloyim, and to fulfill that which he learns, yirei lilmoid es hamusar v'goydel ha'oynesh v'aschar sheyesh b'inyan zeh. Now, after a person learns the halachas, he also now has to realize what's the importance of the extent of these inyanim. Ad heichan advar magin. Many times a person doesn't realize the extent of how his words affect people. That's why he has to also learn the Musar of the tremendous punishment as well as the reward for incorrectly or correctly speaking Lashon Hara. Vegam Tayeles Miyadiyas Hadinim. So too, there's a gain, a Tayeles Miyadiyas Hadinim. Lidach Gisa. On the other side, what does this mean? Kidin Shilo Yovei Lahachmi Al Atzmai Lesser B'makim Shemitzvah L'Ganoisai. If a person thinks, I can't say bad about anything, you know, there are times, there's a mitzvah, L'Ganoisai. To tell a person, you can't do that, to disgrace the person. That's the person's trying to encourage people to do the wrong thing. You have to stop him. Very, very difficult halachas to know all the details. You see, somebody is encouraging people to do the wrong thing. What they do is many times is they camouflage things with, there are certain things which are kosher. Sometimes we get things in the mail, which are treif. It looks a little Jewish, but you read a little more, which you shouldn't read at all, and you see, it's to try to encourage us to stop learning Torah and keeping thinking like a yid. Void Taylor's Ayn Magdoma Sefer Chavetz Chaim. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, pick up Oida Mighty.